knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points. Dean.
Why does it feel like I haven't heard that song in months?
It's been a while.
Because we haven't talked to you in a while.
It's been a little while,
Dean. Didn't we talk last week?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess.
That's, yeah. Still, it seems like forever.
Am I that forgettable?
No, it just, we were, you know.
Weeks are long without you.
Yes, that's so true. Very romantic, but so true. Dean, they're changing the rules over the Academy Awards. What's going on?
I think this is a good change. Some people like, some industry insider saying this is the end of Hollywood.
Oh, no.
This is the worst thing that could happen to the movie industry ever. I don't think this is a terrible thing that's happening with this. So yesterday they announced some changes designed to try to bring new people to watching the Academy Awards show. Because while the ratings are still huge for the Oscar show, they have been down slightly for the last couple of years. But it's still one of the most watched television events of the year.
Sure.
But they're just trying to stop the bleeding on this. So they did a few things. Number one, they said that the telecast will never be longer than 3 hours, which I'm good with.
Yeah.
Last year it was 4 and some change.
Yeah.
No show should be that long. They're going to move some of the technical awards presented off the air during the actual commercial breaks. Which I think,
easy
for me to say. You know, I'm not a costume designer or a sound guy or probably some of those kind of awards that we're no longer going to be seen given on the stage anymore. But they'll still be acknowledged, I imagine, on the air with some graphics.
Yeah.
They're going to move the show up earlier in the year. Traditionally, it's the final award show of the year, and I think that their feeling is that people are so sick of award shows by the time that the Oscars come on that they just don't want to watch it anymore because there's, the Screen Actors Guild and Critics' Choice and Golden Globes, and the list goes on and on and on. So that's going to be different. But the most controversial of the moves is this addition of a new category that will splinter the Best Picture category. There will now be Best Picture of the Year, but also Outstanding Achievement of in Popular Film, which, to my understanding of reading all of this, means blockbuster movies that don't normally get nominated outside of some, technical awards, special effects, that sort of thing, which would open the door to movies this year, for example, like Black Panther, like Mission Impossible, like Star Wars, Avengers, movies like this that movie heads don't consider, artsy enough to be considered as best picture.
I have a question then, Dean. What if you have a movie like Titanic that is both a popular film, but it's also considered to be,
artsy.
More artsy? Yeah. What do you do? Can you win in both categories?
I don't think so.
No?
Because the best that I understand this is that, the nomination process happens by vote of the membership of the Academy of Motion Picture of Arts and Sciences.
Yeah.
So it'll be the movies themselves that put themselves up for nomination in certain categories, and then the Academy voters will vote on what gets nominated or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be up to the movie to decide into which category they would like to be considered for nomination.
Oh, interesting.
And then it'll be up to the Academy voters to decide. They'll look at all the people who put in themselves up for nomination, and then they'll break it down and see how many will actually get nominated.
Do you like this?
I do like this. I think it's about 20 years late, actually.
Yeah.
I don't think this is a terrible idea. Because the idea that, Star Wars never won any major categories is ridiculous to me as a huge Star Wars fan.
Right.
And the idea that Black Panther that came out this year, that if you were to ask me right at this moment what's my favorite movie of 2018, it's Black Panther.
Mm-hmm.
For all the action and for all the comic book fun that's in it.
Yeah.
But it's an incredibly powerful story, too, that might get ignored. if it were up against something like whatever this year's The Shape of Water is, or whatever this year's Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri might be. I mean, those are the kinds of films that tend to win Best Picture. But those are also the kinds of films that don't bring in a lot of box office dollars.
Right.
Meaning that people are not going to see those movies because they consider them too fringy. You know, I was laughing as much as I praised The Shape of Water last year.
Yeah.
My brother said, "Oh, it's this Shape of Water movie I hear you talking about." I said, "Oh, yeah. I had, you know, they send out DVD copies of them to the critics because we all vote, you know, for the different award shows." I said, "I have a copy of it if you want to borrow it." And he borrowed it. And my brother's wife, my sister-in-law, said it was the weirdest movie that she's
ever seen. Oh, really? Wow.
I had forgotten about some of the self-satisfaction scenes that are in it.
Yes.
That my sister-in-law was very uncomfortable with.
Oh.
And my brother also said he just didn't get the whole falling in love with the sea creature.
Oh, all right.
It is weird. It is really weird. Out there.
Sure it is.
Yeah, I get it. I get that.
But so don't you see
it doesn't bother me that's going to be unchanged. That, you know, there still will be a category for movies like that. And now there will be a category for the big blockbuster movies that, you know, that probably generally will be action movies. But, you know, I would love to see some of these other movies also get some critical acclaim. I would have liked to have seen them add a best stunt category.
Oh, that's interesting.
As well, because that's a huge part of the motion picture business these days.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I don't know. What I don't know is, remember a few years ago, I forget how many, it's probably more than 10 years now, that they increased the number of nominees in the best picture category from 5
to as many as 10.
As many as 10 now.
Right.
So I don't know if that's going to go back to 5 or if that will stay 10, if this new category will also be 10. Mm. Those are things that we don't know just yet. But I like all of these moves.
All right.
Especially that the show's only going to be 3 hours, which means I get one more hour of sleep.
That's a positive.
That's all right, I care about. Me.
Dean Richards is our guest. We'll talk more about movies in just a little bit, so stick around for that.
All right, we are chatting with Dean Richards from WGN-TV Morning News. You can also hear him on Sunday mornings here on this very radio station from 9 to 1.
You know who's my guest on Sunday?
Oh, whom? Please tell us.
Whom?
A man you may have heard of, a meteorologist by the name of Tom Skilling.
Tom Anniversary Skilling?
Celebrating his 40th frickin' anniversary on WGN.
Wow.
This coming Monday is his 40th anniversary here.
Freaking 40th.
Yeah.
I'm Tom freaking Skilling.
Oh, excellent.
What's
good
he
get.
Gonna he's I just love him. Is he gonna talk movies? Is he gonna talk about his life? Is he gonna talk weather? Is he gonna talk Hawaii?
Don't know. You
I
know
can't
with,
wait.
With
I'll
Skilling,
be listening.
With Skilling, you just...
he's a loose cannon.
You say hello and let him go.
Yeah, yep. You just hold on. It's like a wave machine.
Solid advice. Solid advice. All right, Dean, I have to ask you first and foremost about this movie, Black Klansman.
Yes.
Interesting story, interesting title. What
true
can you
story.
Tell us about it?
True story. A true story of a man by the name of... I'm blanking on his name right now.
Oh. All right.
But I'm looking it up while I'm stalling. Ron Stallworth.
Ron Stallworth. It right here. Sorry.
Wendy to the rescue.
Thanks, Wendy.
You're welcome. Ron Stallworth.
He was the, I say his name was, we can edit all this part out. His name, Ron Stallworth, and he was the very first African-American police officer in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And one of his first assignments was to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. Now, as an African-American man, this would be a little difficult to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. So he comes up with this brilliant plan where the real Ron Stallworth, the African-American Ron Stallworth, talks to the Ku Klux Klan on the phone, and another fellow police officer plays white Ron Stallworth and goes to the Ku Klux Klan meetings, encounters them. This other officer, played brilliantly by Adam Driver, by the way. It's fascinating that this is a true story, that something so preposterous could really happen. Now, this movie is stars John David Washington, and I hope this is the last film where we have to keep saying over and over again that he's Denzel Washington's son. Because I think it diminishes his own talent, because he is so good in this movie. He clearly has gone into the family business and has the talent for it. He is outstanding in this movie. It's directed by Spike Lee. And I think, I've been super critical of Spike Lee movies, the last several of them. But I think this is maybe one of the best Spike Lee movies, certainly in 10 years. It is brilliantly shot, brilliantly told. It's told with a degree of seriousness in the problems of race relations in America back in the 70s when this is all set, and how it relates to problems which continue today. And it's told with a great deal of humor at the same time. There is an underlying political thread that goes through this movie as well, in dealing with the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists, where back in the 1970s they're talking about how white supremacy could never be considered, you know, by any major political force in America right now. That could never happen.
No.
In America.
No.
So there is a great deal of relevance also in this script. I think this is so well done in so many ways. I give it a Dean's List A.
Wow.
It's a little bit violent. It's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit rough around the edges, some of the language and things, but it's a raw look at what really did happen back in the 70s. I like that one of the cars that are featured in this movie was my first car. That
oh, really?
That may be the reason why I'm giving this such a good review.
Could be
like,
Dean.
Oh,
I have. Oh, go
what
on.
What was it? What car?
A GTO.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was a GTO. Cool, sure. Like 60.
Little
mine
GTO.
Was 68, but they all look very similar, so yeah. It might have been 67 in the movie or 68, or I don't know.
An interesting coincidence, my favorite Spike Lee movie of all time is Inside Man, which starred Denzel Washington.
Hmm.
So it ties in, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's yeah. Definitely. I'm sure that, you know, Spike took an extra look at John David Washington, because of the talent of his dad,
sure,
for sure. But man, does he's
that good.
He earns his stripes in this. He's
like
great.
To hear it.
Adam Driver is great. And one of my favorite roles in this movie is Topher Grace,
mm-hmm.
who we used to know from That 70s Show, mm-hmm. who plays David Duke in the movie.
Oh,
and
wow.
And it's genius, and it's hilarious. I can't recommend this movie enough. I think it's great.
What are the other movies coming out? The Meg, about people fighting Meg Ryan? What's that? What do we need to know about this?
I star in this movie as her number one fan.
Yeah.
One of my number one interviews that went sour.
Yeah.
Meg Ryan. This movie is about, I believe it's the correct pronunciation is a Megadon, a prehistoric shark, which mm-hmm. is believed to have gone extinct. There is an underwater research laboratory that is doing research and testing on the depths of the ocean. And while they are examining this, they run into some creatures which they never knew existed before, one of which is this giant shark that makes Jaws look like a guppy. Compare it. It's the biggest shark that you've ever seen. And this movie, I went into this thinking that it's going to be stupid, like Sharknado.
Mm-hmm.
The movie's going to be so bad that maybe the only way that I'll enjoy this movie is that it's so bad that it's good, like I do Sharknado movies.
Mm-hmm.
But this movie is actually quite a good, exciting white-knuckling movie. It's about, you know, taking down this giant prehistoric shark that's biting through boats and submarines and, you know, it seems like can, you know, take anything down. So Jason Statham stars in this movie. He's probably the biggest name that you would know in this mm-hmm. Film. But
Rainn Wilson also.
Rainn Wilson, right, yeah. Plays
question.
Sort of.
am I good in it?
Eccentric millionaire in this movie. What's that?
He, as Dwight Schrute always says, question.
Mm-hmm.
On The Office.
Yeah. And Lee Bingbing is in this.
Lee Bingbing.
Who?
Lee Bingbing.
Lee Bingbing is also featured in the.
Yeah, Lee Bingbing.
Who is that?
You know.
From the famous Bingbing brothers.
Yes. The Bing Bing
Don't
Brothers
you remember
Circus.
The Bing Bing Brothers?
She's an actress. She's very good. I like Lee Bing Bing.
Because of her name.
It's mostly, yeah.
It's actually Bing Bing Lee.
Oh, it is?
But
oh. I always call her Lee Bing Bing.
Bill must have missed the...
I'm in a
Bill's,
hurry.
Bill's way is funnier, so I'm going to leave it that way. Ruby Rose is in the movie, another name that...
Batwoman.
That you
right?
No,
she's the new Batwoman.
Ruby Rose Bing Bing.
Yeah, Ruby Rose Bing Bing.
She is the new Batwoman, right.
Yeah.
But a fine cast, slightly corny story, but the action more than makes up for it. And this one is also done with a little bit of tongue-in-cheek, not corny like Sharknado. It's not super serious, and it's not super ridiculous. I actually wound up leaving this movie, and I thought it was really quite good. And I can't believe I'm giving it a Dean's List B+.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
I like hearing that. I want to see it. All right, and then give us one more. Dog Days.
Dog
Days. Looks dreadful.
You remember Love, American Style.
Sure.
Yes. Yeah,
there are several, truer than the red, white, and blue, as the song went.
Yeah.
Where there would be several different little scenarios going on, vignettes, if you will. People falling in love and getting together. This movie should be called Dog American Style because it is five different vignettes, five different scenarios of people who engage with one another through their dogs.
I would love this.
Common interest is that they all have dogs. Now, really, the actual stories of the humans, I could care less.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually pretty stupid, and I wish the humans would just leave the movie, if that's that's any way possible. The dog part of this movie is very sweet and very loving and very touching. So I actually wound up giving this a Dean's List B.
Ha-ha!
It's Billy Bing Bing. It's kind of goofy, but if you love dogs, I love dogs. Wendy
so does
loves
Bill.
Dogs.
Yeah,
Wendy
Bill.
Loves dogs. Bill hates anything not named Bing Bing. But if you love dogs, I think you're going to actually be a little teary-eyed watching this movie. It's very, very sweet.
Yeah.
Bing Bing.
What is Dean's List
my
for
new
this?
Nickname, my new nickname for you.
Yeah, Bill, Bing Bing.
Bill,
Billy
Bill.
Bing Bing.
I gave this a B. Dean's List B on this.
And Lee Bing Bing's dad, of course, did some time in jail. Do you remember which jail he was in, Dean?
Was he in Sing Sing?
Sing Sing. Yeah, Bing Bing was in Sing Sing.
Oh, my God.
Dean, thank you
thank
so
you,
much.
Thank you, Dean.
For
sorry.
But it's Sing Sing, Rhode Island. R-I, not L-I.
So, right. How crazy
Sing Sing
is that?
Re, Sing Sing Re.
It doesn't make sense. I don't understand it. Dean, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks,
Dean Richards.
We'll take a quick break and then find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Launch. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.